On the Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for this Wednesday, December 7th, 2016, there are two major economic reports coming out today from the federal government. The Labor Department releases its jobs opening and labor turnover survey for October, the latest indicator of hiring to come since a September report that found employers posting more job openings. The Federal Reserve, meantime, will release consumer credit data for October. The Fed's last check of American borrowing found recent job growth and wage gains have made consumers slightly more comfortable with holding debt, but consumer debt has climbed at an annual pace of 6.3%, slightly below the growth rates seen in 2014 and 2015. Also today, not necessarily driving the markets, but worthwhile noting, Forbes highest paid YouTube stars list is out later today. AT&T, Time Warner CEOs appear before a Senate Judiciary Committee on the AT&T Time Warner deal. Also, Time's Person of the Year 2016 will be announced. That magazine list, the annual list of individuals, and that tops the person of the year on that list chosen every year by the magazine's editors. Also, this is the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. There will be observances all around the world, including here in the United States and at the Pearl Harbor Memorial in Hawaii. One of those speaking today will be former President George H.W. Bush, Senator Bob Dole, also Senator John McCain. That's on the market outlook from Associated Bank for this Wednesday, December 6th, 2016. A couple of other notes before we leave you. A local story you should be aware of. A lawsuit has been filed in Chicago federal court alleging Personnel Staffing Group, LLC, used code words to distinguish races. The lawsuit says the Spanish word for bilinguals was used to reference Hispanic. The company has more than 60 offices in nearly 40 states. It also goes by MVP and MVP Staffing. The 33-page lawsuit was filed on behalf of several African-American laborers, and it names Personnel Staffing Group and about a half dozen of its client companies as defendant. It cites alleged instances of racism by Personnel Staffing in Cicero, suburban Chicago. Also today, it's just been announced the Huffington Post has tapped New York Times editor Lydia Polgreen to succeed founder Arianna Huffington as editor-in-chief. We'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning here on 720 WGN and in the Steve Cochran Show coming up next. And we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another edition of The Opening Bell. Hopefully you'll be able to join us then. I'm Steve Grzanich. Have a great day.